And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 15th of March, 2014, the Ides of March, the day on which Julius Caesar was stabbed to death by conspirators in 44 BC. He'd been at odds with the Roman Senate. The Senate felt that Caesar was a threat to the Republic, that he had tyrannical leanings. And so the senators Brutus and Cassius formed a group called the Liberators, who met to conspire against Caesar. They considered several assassination ideas and finally decided to attack him at a meeting of the Senate in the theater of Pompey, where only senators were allowed to be present and knives could easily be concealed under their togas. In the days before, a number of people had warned Caesar not to go to that meeting of the Senate. His wife Calpurnia begged him not to go. She'd had a dream about it. But Brutus, one of the conspirators, convinced Caesar that it would be unmanly to listen to gossip and the pleadings of a woman. According to Plutarch's account, Caesar passed a seer on the way who had told Caesar that harm would come to him on the Ides of March. Caesar saw the seer and said, "The Ides of March have come." And the seer said, "Yes, but they're not gone yet." And when he arrived at the Senate, he was set upon by Brutus and Cassius, who stabbed him dozens of times and left him to bleed to death. The assassination was meant to save the Republic, but it actually resulted in the downfall of the Republic, sparked a series of civil wars, and led to Octavian becoming Caesar Augustus, the first Roman emperor, the very thing that the conspirators had feared. It's the birthday of the botanist Liberty Hyde Bailey, born South Haven, Michigan, 1858, who became the first professor of horticulture at Cornell University and wrote an encyclopedia of cultivated plants, Hortus, still a standard reference in the field. The blues guitarist Lightnin' Hopkins, born Centerville, Texas, 1912, played on street corners and clubs and at Carnegie Hall. The literary biographer Richard Elman, born Highland Park, Michigan, 1918, wrote biographies of Yeats, James Joyce, Oscar Wilde. And the Nigerian novelist and poet Ben Okri, born in Minna, Nigeria, 1959. His novel, The Famished Road, won the Booker Prize in 1991. Ben Okri, who said literature doesn't have a country. Shakespeare is an African writer. The characters of Turgenev are ghetto dwellers. Dickens's characters are Nigerians. Literature may come from a specific place, but it always lives in its own unique kingdom. Here's a poem for today by Charles Simic entitled The Lovers. In the woods, one fair Sunday, when we were children, we came upon a couple lying on the ground. Hand in hand, ourselves afraid of losing our way, we saw what we first thought was a patch of snow, the two clutching each other naked on the bare ground, the wind swaying the branches over them. As we stole by, never to find out who they were, never to mention it afterwards to each other or to anyone else. A poem by Charles Simic, The Lovers, from his collection Master of Disguises, published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.